The MDP from the previous lesson gives you the rules of the game. To play it, the agent needs a notion of how good things are. Is this state worth being in? Is this action worth taking here? Those notions are the value functions, V and Q, and the equations they satisfy, the Bellman equations, are the single most important mathematical object in reinforcement learning. Every algorithm in the rest of this track either solves Bellman equations directly, phase 2, planning, or approximates a solution from samples, phase 3, learning. Get the recursion clear here, and the rest of the track falls out. Two value functions, V and Q. There are two natural ways to ask, how good is this? And RL uses both. The state value function, the value function under policy pi at state S. Suppose the agent is in state S and is going to follow a fixed policy pi from now on. The state value is the expected return. In words, take the trajectory the agent would generate from S under pi, sum up the discounted rewards, and take the expectation over the randomness in the policy and the environment. V tells you how good a state is, assuming you follow pi from now on. The action value function, the action value function under policy pi at that state action pair. Same idea, but with the first action pinned down. You are in S, you take action A, which might not be what pi would do, and then you follow pi from the next state onward. Q tells you how good a state action pair is, fixing the first action. The two are linked. The state value is the policy-weighted average of the action values. Why do we need both? Because V tells you how good a state is, but not which action to take from it. Q tells you which action is best by comparing Q values across actions. If you have only V and you don't know the model, you can't pick an action without simulating each one. Q has the action choice baked in, which is exactly what you need to act when you can't look ahead. The rest of the track will lean heavily on Q for control. The Bellman expectation equation, derived in one line. Here is the move that makes value functions tractable. By definition, the return splits into one immediate reward plus the discounted return from the next step. Take expectations on both sides under policy PI, conditioning on the state at time t. The left side becomes the value function under policy PI at state s. On the right, the next reward becomes the expected immediate reward. And gamma, g t plus 1, becomes gamma times the expected return from the next state, which by definition is gamma times the value function under policy p at the next state. Averaging over which a is taken, under p, and which the next state results, under the dynamics p, you get the Bellman expectation equation for v, read it slowly. For each action A the policy might take, you compute the expected immediate reward, RS, A, plus the discounted expected next state value, then average those over the actions weighted by pi, mo. This is a recursion. V at S is expressed in terms of V at neighbors. The same derivation for Q, this time pinning a fixed. Both equations express the same idea. The value of where you are equals one step of reward plus the discounted value of where you land, averaged appropriately. A small example of the recursion. The cleanest way to see it work is a short chain where the value at the end is known. Suppose three states A, B, C, the policy is forced, one action each, and we somehow know VC equals 10. Perhaps C is a terminal-ish goal state whose value is given. Rewards along the chain are RA equals 3 and RB equals 2, with gamma equals 0.9 and deterministic transitions. The recursion lets value at A be computed from value at B, which is computed from value at C. The same move scales to any structure. The only complication is when the graph has cycles, which is the usual case. When the graph has cycles, a 2x2 system. Return to the two-state HS MDP from the previous lesson. One action do in each state. RH do, E plus 1, RS do, is 1, Peach 1 H, Dumon Pom Pom, 8, Peach H, Dumon Moy 2, Pions, Dumon Mim, Pions, Dum Ing Wim. With only one action, the Bellman expectation equation under that forced policy is two equations in two unknowns, VH and VS. This is a linear system you could solve by hand at small scale. And for tiny MDPs, that is the most direct path. For anything larger, it would not fit on paper. The two methods in Phase 2, Lessons 4 and 5, are exactly the iterative ways to solve a Bellman expectation system at any scale. This lesson stops at writing the equation. What changed conceptually from the chain example? With cycles, V depends on itself. VH appears on both sides. The Bellman equation is no longer a one-shot computation. It is a fixed-point equation. The next two lessons are about iterating toward that fixed point. The Bellman optimality equation. Max instead of sum. The expectation equation talks about value under a particular policy pi. What you actually want is the optimal policy. The optimal policy and its value, the optimal value function. By definition, the recursion that the optimal value function satisfies is the Bellman optimality equation. And it differs from the expectation equation in one critical place. Instead of averaging actions under a policy, it takes the max over actions. The optimal value of a state is the value of the best action from that state, not the average over a policy. The optimal value of an SA is the immediate reward plus the discounted optimal value at the next state, where optimal at the next state means picking the best next action. The single most useful consequence. If you know the optimal action value function, the optimal policy is greedy. That is, an optimal agent at any state simply picks whichever action has the highest optimal action value. This is the architectural reason value-based methods are powerful. Solve for the optimal action value function, somehow, and the policy is trivial. You do not need to also learn a separate policy network. Phase 2 will compute the optimal action value function exactly when the model is known. Phase 3 will estimate the optimal action value function from samples without a model. Either way, the policy falls out of the value. Why this matters when you use AI. The Bellman equations are the engine inside every RL method you will meet. Planning methods. Phase 2, iterate the Bellman equations directly. Value iteration applies the Bellman optimality update repeatedly until V converges to the optimal value function. Policy iteration alternates the Bellman expectation update, evaluation, with greedy improvement. Both work because the Bellman operator is a contraction. The underlying math is the same recursion you just saw. Model-free methods, phase 3, approximate the recursion from samples. Temporal difference learning, TD, updates V or Q toward immediate reward plus discounted next state value, which is the Bellman target estimated from one observed transition, rather than computed over PQI. Learning is the same idea on Q, with a max. The Bellman equation is what tells these algorithms what target to chase. Deep RL replaces the table with an approximator. DQN uses a neural network to approximate Q and minimizes the squared error between its prediction and the Bellman target. The equation does not change. Only the representation does. The same is true for policy gradient methods, which lean on a different but related recursion. When you see the loss is the Bellman residual in a paper or we used a TD0 target, it is this lesson's recursion at work. Everything downstream is what to do with it. Common pitfalls. Confusing the Bellman expectation and optimality equations. The expectation equation uses a sum over actions weighted by pi. The optimality equation uses a max over actions. Mixing them up loses you either the policy you wanted to evaluate, using max, or the optimum you wanted to find, using sum. Forgetting that the recursion is a fixed-point equation in the cyclic case. With cycles, V appears on both sides, and you cannot just plug in numbers. you need an iterative method or a linear solve. Phase 2 covers the iterative case, acting on V without a model. V tells you which states are good, but not which action to take, because you need a model P to look ahead from each candidate, A. Q has the action choice built in and is what you act on when the model is unknown, off by one on the recursion. The convention here matches the previous lesson. The action at time T in the state at time T produces the next reward and the next state. Slipping subscripts is the most common bookkeeping error in RL derivations. Believing the optimal action value function alone fixes the exploration problem. Acting greedily with respect to your current estimate of Q while still learning will lock you in too early. Exploration, Epsilon Greedy and Friends, Lesson 8, is still required during learning. Greedy is only optimal with respect to the true optimal action value function. What you should remember. The value function under policy pi at a state is the expected discounted return from that state under policy pi. The action value function under policy pi at a state action pair is the same with the first action pinned. The value of a state is the policy weighted average of action values across actions. The Bellman expectation equation writes V and Q as a recursion. The value here equals one step of reward plus the discounted expected value at the next state, averaged over actions under PI. It is derived in one line from the return at time T alls the next reward plus gamma G T plus 1 by taking expectations and applying the definitions. The Bellman optimality equation replaces the policy weighted sum with a max over actions, defining the optimal value function and the optimal action value function. Once you have the optimal action value function, the optimal policy is greedy. At any state, the optimal policy picks the action that maximizes the optimal action value function. Every later method in the track is either iterating the Bellman equation directly, phase 2 planning, or approximating it from samples, phase 3 learning. The same recursion underlies all of them.